Why do some relationships thrive for decades while others fizzle despite intense initial attraction? The fairy tales got it all wrong. From childhood stories to Hollywood rom-coms, we're bombarded with narratives about falling in love and wedding planning, with virtually no guidance for the longest part of the story, maintaining a successful marriage. Think about it. Couples invest enormous effort preparing for a single wedding day, but comparatively little in preparing for decades of marriage. When Susie married James on an unusually warm January day in Philadelphia, she felt certain their love would sustain them through anything. Years later, she questioned whether love alone is enough, especially during inevitable periods when loving feelings fade. The truth is that relationships require intentional effort. Just as we wouldn't expect to transform seeds into vegetables without regular tending, we shouldn't expect relationships to thrive automatically. Happy Together introduces positive psychology as a framework for building lasting relationships. Founded by Martin Seligman in 1998, this science studies what makes life worth living rather than just treating problems. It's like having access to both sides of a reversible cape, the red side for fighting problems and the green side for promoting positive outcomes. While our evolutionary negativity bias makes us naturally better at using the red side, positive psychology helps us develop the green side by studying human strengths and potential. Key takeaway: lasting love isn't something you find, but something you build through intentional practice. Two movie quotes reveal opposing relationship views. Jerry Maguire's "You complete me" suggests needing another to feel whole, while Melvin's "You make me want to be a better man" in As Good As It Gets shows how relationships inspire growth. The completion mindset is problematic. It hinders self-development and breeds codependency rather than healthy interdependence. Aristotle identified three relationship types: utility, mutual benefit, pleasure, enjoyment, and goodness, valuing character and growth. While utility and pleasure may initially attract, they don't sustain lasting relationships. He defined happiness as effectively using our unique capacities. Like Olympic athletes who must compete rather than watch, relationships require active practice of virtue. Key takeaway: the strongest relationships stem from mutual appreciation of character and supporting each other's growth, not just utility or pleasure. A myth story shows how intense attraction can be mistaken for lasting love. His marriage to Padma, sparked by love at first sight, fails when initial chemistry faded and revealed incompatibilities. Obsessive passion, where emotion controls the person, is often mistaken for ideal love. Research shows this romanticized view can be as harmful as passionless relationships, with partners reporting more negative emotions and less satisfaction. Early relationship intensity is normal, but red flags emerge when relationships never evolve beyond this stage. Losing interest after the rush fades, losing sense of self, neglecting other life aspects, and experiencing separation anxiety. Harmonious passion maintains healthy identity while deepening intimacy. Phoebe discovered this when she stopped making relationships her sole focus, finding stable happiness with Patrick instead of cycling through intensity and frustration. Key takeaway: sustainable relationships thrive on harmonious passion, maintaining individual identity and balance rather than obsessive intensity that erodes connection. Sean, an Irish musician, finds quick success with a major label and marries Rachel. When his band's next album fails, their marriage crumbles, exposing a relationship built on pleasure rather than substance. Psychology initially dismissed emotions as byproducts, studying only negative emotions like anger and fear for their survival value through specific actions, attacking threats or fleeing danger. Barbara Fredrickson's broaden and build theory shows how positive emotions serve a different purpose. While negative emotions narrow focus, positive ones expand awareness and possibilities. Joy increases openness and creativity, improving posture and heightening awareness. Through emotional contagion, we unconsciously mirror our partner's feelings by adopting their expressions and postures. Negative emotions fuel conflict, while positive ones foster cooperation. Fredrickson defines love as positivity resonance, shared positive emotions, behavioral synchrony, and mutual care. Couples who share novel experiences create streams of these resonant moments, strengthening their bond. Key takeaway: cultivating positive emotions creates upward spirals that deepen relationship connections over time. Meet Ursula, whose assistant discovered flirtatious messages from Joe, her husband of 25 years, still romancing her after decades together. This contrasts with Marco and Tanya's marriage. Marco's businesslike approach and constant rejection of emotional connection led Tanya to leave after 22 years, emotionally depleted. Savoring means actively attending to and enhancing positive experiences. It's influenced by six factors: duration, timing, complexity, attentional focus, balanced self-monitoring, and sharing with others. Research shows responding to good news matters more than handling problems. Active, constructive responding to a partner's successes proves more predictive of relationship quality than managing conflicts. Key takeaway: deliberately savoring positive experiences together through shared memories, future planning, and present moments strengthens relationship bonds. Building happy relationships requires character cultivation through consistent action. Aristotle taught that virtues balance between extremes. Courage lies between recklessness and cowardice, while proper pleasure-seeking balances deprivation and overindulgence. We develop wisdom through repeated actions that form good habits. William James outlined four maxims for habit formation: SNAP, start strong with motivation, no exceptions for consistency, always act on urges, practice willpower daily. In 2000, Peterson and Seligman classified 24 character strengths under six virtues: wisdom, courage, humanity, justice, temperance, and transcendence. These strengths are universally valued, involve will rather than talent, contribute to well-being, and can be measured. Recognizing your partner's character strengths correlates with relationship happiness and greater sexual satisfaction. While using our signature strengths energizes us, we must apply them wisely, avoiding both overuse and underuse. Key takeaway: identifying and appreciating both your own and your partner's character strengths creates a combined asset that sustains long-term relationship satisfaction. Relationships are like dancing. Partners must work in tandem, responding sensitively while avoiding forced moves. The gratitude dance exemplifies this give-and-take dynamic. Gratitude shifts focus from what we lack to what we have. Research shows grateful people experience better relationships, empathy, and health. While feeling grateful matters, expressing it effectively is crucial through other-focused, authentic appreciation tailored to your partner's preferences. John Gottman's research reveals that happy couples respond positively to their partner's bids for connection 86% of the time versus 33% for couples who divorced, a pattern so reliable it predicted relationship outcomes with 94% accuracy. The authors advocate the Aristotelian rule: treat others as their best self would want to be treated, strengthening both individual character and the relationship. Love isn't something we fall into, but something we build through conscious choice. Like a diamond refracting light, strong relationships transform experiences into radiant beams of joy and gentle hues of serenity. Key takeaway: the ultimate relationship skill is learning to dance together, initiating connection with kindness and responding with awareness, creating a practice that transforms both partners.